Regarding plastic surgery and non-invasive cosmetic procedures, each patient's needs and requirements are unique. Each doctor has his and her particular methods and strategies. Therefore, we have described surgeries and procedures in general, standard terms. For specific details about surgeries and procedures, as they apply to an individual patient or client, consult a doctor. Consult two or three. Listen to this audiobook with the understanding that your surgery might not proceed exactly as we've described it here.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Men Are Stupid and They Like Big Boobs, A Woman's Guide to Beauty Through Plastic Surgery by Joan Rivers, with Valerie Frankel. Read by Joan Rivers.
Welcome to my world. Okay, politically incorrect or not, let's face it. Men are stupid. And they can't help it. They're wired to procreate, and Mother Nature has doomed the poor things. They're attracted to creatures that are their opposites, with hairless bodies and big boobs and slim waists and rounded butts. And this has become the beauty ideal many women aspire to achieve. And why not? I mean, aren't we past the age of, I can do everything and I don't need a man? I mean, nowadays it's, I can do everything and I want a man, and I want to be beautiful. Or even, yes, I'm smart, and yes, I'm educated, and yes, I still want to feel the thrill of looking in the mirror and liking what I see. When people used to say a woman was smart, it was a nice way of saying she was ugly. Beautiful women were often assumed to be stupid. These days, however, smart means just that. Smart. And beautiful means just that. Beautiful. And no one cares how a woman got that way, just as long as she is. I think a woman shouldn't settle for anything less than being both smart and beautiful, okay? And for many of us, having it all means getting a nip and a tuck or a little lift now and again, and why not? Because it makes us feel good. I was talking with a rich friend of mine last year, and I said I wanted to write a book about beauty and cosmetic surgery. It would be part personal history, part insight, and part practical advice about treatments. And my rich friend said, oh, darling, great idea. Get to work. Can't wait to read it. And, oh, Joni, send me a freebie. This is why my friend is rich. I have been the public lifted, face of cosmetic enhancement since the Stone Age. My luck was to realize early on the degree to which looking good helped my life and my career, and to start having work done early. My abiding life philosophy is very plain.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?